Okay, next is item 12. Remember, we're jumping around to the action items. Deer management permit rules, triple T. Mitch?
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, Commissioners. For the record, my name is Mitch Lockwood, and I'm the statewide whitetail deer program leader. Today, we propose to modify our rules pertaining to the deer management permit, commonly referred to as DMP, and our trap, transport, and transplant permit, commonly referred to as triple T. These proposed rule changes are an attempt to simplify the permitting processes and to recover costs associated with administration and enforcement of these programs. First, we propose to implement a more efficient, more user-friendly application process, allowing us to process all DMP applications in a consistent manner. As I discussed in more detail yesterday, the current rule before you provides or adds complexity to the application process and the fee structure. And therefore, we propose to strike this language from the regulation. Next, we recommend a change in the composition of the respective review panels. It is our belief that the review panel for DMP and triple T permits should include senior management and should be consistent with a review panel of a scientific breeder's permit. Therefore, we propose to add the Deputy Executive Director for Operations and remove the Regional Director and the Whitetail Deer Program Leader from these two review panels. The current rule states that one may not detain more than one buck and 20 does between September 1st and January 31st of any year. Including these dates in this regulation is confusing because we've been operating this program to allow a permittee to hang on to those deer all the way through the end of August. Now, of course, during those latter months of May, June, July, and August, they're likely to have fawns in that facility as well. And so we propose to clarify this rule by stating at no time may a DMP facility contain more than one buck and 20 does, except for the fawns that are the offspring or the products of those 21 deer. Our current rule states also that no trapping of deer under a DMP may take place between March the 2nd and August 31st of any year. Now, this rule is misleading because it implies that one may trap deer on March the 1st, which is not the case. Since the intent of a DMP is for natural breeding purposes only, we do not permit trapping deer beyond a date when there's a high probability of trapping pregnant does. Therefore, we propose to clarify this rule by stating that no deer may be trapped anywhere in Texas after December the 14th. Now, as I discussed in more detail yesterday, this is based on our statewide breeding chronology data. There are ecoregions in the state that have earlier breeding seasons and therefore have earlier cutoff dates for trapping, and those cutoff dates for each ecoregion will be provided in the application packet if this is adopted. Our current rules also require that all adult deer within a DMP facility be ear tagged. We have determined that this practice is not necessary, it doesn't provide any benefit to the agency, and therefore we propose to eliminate this ear tagging requirement in an attempt to simplify this regulation and provide some more flexibility to the permittees. However, if adopted, this would not prohibit one from marking deer that are legally detained under DMP. Next, we propose more flexible standards for the liberation of DMP deer. Current rules require that 100 contiguous yards of fence be removed or that length of gates be opened for a period of at least 60 days to facilitate the release of these deer. Well, we've made so many exceptions or approved so many exceptions to this rule since we have the ability to do so that we've determined through time that actually requiring a distance of only 20 feet of gates being opened or fence being removed should suffice to facilitate the release of those deer. Furthermore, we've determined that that liberation period, a liberation period of no less than 30 days should suffice as well. Next, we propose to clarify the rules by stating that the artificial feed and water that must be removed during the liberation period. The rules should be clarified to make this point. We also would like to clarify the rules to state that deer must be released back into the pasture from which they were trapped. The final portion of this proposal is an attempt to recover the costs in the enforcement and administration of these two programs. We're operating under the same philosophy that this commission proposed and endorsed a little over a year ago when we increased the scientific breeder's fees, and that was to recover all costs associated with the enforcement and administration of that program. Additionally, Parks and Wildlife Code states that the state may not incur any expense for the trapping, transporting, and transplanting of game birds or game animals under a triple T. As I discussed yesterday, in FY06, the department incurred costs nearing $121,000 in enforcing and administering this program. Our revenue during that same time period was about $13,500. So in an attempt to recover these costs, we proposed to modify the fee for a triple T permit. The current fee is $180, and for that $180, you can submit an application that has multiple release sites. And that's where a significant amount of the expense is. An application with a single release site, we have determined, costed the department about $750 to process and approve. And therefore, we propose to change the fee, increase the fee of a triple T permit to be $750 per release site, which we have determined should recover the cost, or cover the cost of administering and enforcing this program. As I mentioned yesterday, this very well may be a conservative estimate based, since it is based on FY06 figures, and of course the expenses such as fuel costs and whatnot do continue to increase annually, more frequent than that. And finally, we propose to modify the fee for the deer management permit as well. Expenses incurred in FY06 for DMP were approximately $92,000, while our revenue from permit fees was approximately $62,000. Now, as I mentioned earlier, and again in more detail yesterday, we have proposed a much more efficient process, a more user-friendly process to allow us to process these DMP applications in a more consistent manner. And likewise, we propose a consistent fee for all DMP applications of $1,000, which is the maximum amount allowed under statute, and based on our figures would just cover the cost based on FYO expenses of administering this program. To date, we have received little public comment. We received one more comment since I presented yesterday. We have 12 people who support and 24 who oppose the DMP rule changes. And we have 13 who support and 19 who oppose the triple T rule changes. Some of those in opposition are opposed to these practices altogether and stated or implied that we're too liberal in what we allow the private individuals to do with a public resource. So really their opposition didn't necessarily pertain to this proposal. Most of the other, if not all, of the other opposing statements were identical to each other, and were even identical to some portions of a position statement we received from Texas Deer Association 2 days ago, which I believe y'all have received as well. In essence, Texas Deer Association supports the changes that provide more flexibility, but they do oppose the increase in fees of these two permits. And I suspect they may elaborate on that here in a little bit. As I mentioned to y'all before, we did present this proposal to our Whitetail Deer Advisory Committee, and they do support this proposal as presented today. We also presented this proposal to Texas Wildlife Association's Deer Management Committee last month, and they also did not voice any opposition to these fee increases. So with that, staff recommends that the Commission adopt the following motion before you on the screen. This concludes my presentation, and I'll be glad to answer any questions you might have.
Thank you, Mitch. Thanks, Mitch. I know a lot of work goes into it, a lot more than what it looks like. I appreciate that. We've got one or two people signed up, and we'll get their testimony, and then if there are any questions, we'll call you back. Thanks, Mitch. Kirby Brown and Carl Kinsel. Kirby, I'm sorry you missed item 9. We kind of changed the rules on you while you were out of the room. We've been jumping around a little bit, but the motion passed in spite of your support.
Dadgummit.
Well, I guess I'm... You knew where I was going to come from, so just short circuit that and let's go. For the record, my name is Kirby Brown, Executive Vice President of the Texas Wildlife Association, and I just want to say we're not opposed to the rule change. We appreciate the simplification part of the process. We're not really supporting the big fee increase. We think it is a large fee increase, but we also understand that the legislature has directed the commission and the staff to recoup your costs. And that as long as those expenses, the two questions that came up during our deer management committee were, what was the intent of the legislature in assigning those expenses, and what are the components of some of those administrative expenses? And Clayton has shared those with us, as he has with you, and you know, we're satisfied that those are legitimate expenses and are about where they are, and we appreciate that. You know, we understand that you should try and recoup those costs. And I guess that's where we're at. We're neutral.
But you wish the number were larger.
I wish the number were a lower number. That's what I wish. Yeah. But thank you.
It is what it is. Thanks, Kirby. Carl?
Good afternoon. I don't think my testimony is going to be a whole lot different than that, but I'll elaborate on it if need be. But what we have truly attempted to do, and I credit Lisa Barton on our staff now with being able to put it in print for you before we get up here and have to discuss or cuss it one way or the other. So I hope you all have had a chance to look at that, because that is what we will be trying to do as well in the future on issues to simplify things, particularly for you all to have a precursor look to it before we debate it. The response is very similar. I'll state it again, as in the front paragraph of that letter, that we would ask that there's a postponement of adoption of the proposed fee increase. Be glad to go through about 4 quick items on that, Joe, if you wish me to.
Well, do you have any reason to question the methodology that they came up with the number, assuming the objective, which is to recoup our costs?
Yes. The reason to question the methodology opens about 3 things. One, the justification of the fee increase to cover all costs of administration and all related enforcement. We understand the legislative directive, and we appreciate the goal. What we're questioning is, where is it available in other programs so that we would have a model in order to follow, or is it just statutory towards Triple T? We seem to have only utilized it with regards to scientific breeder issues, and now we want to go from 180 to 750, which in cases of a multiple release is 7,500 for a person that at one time paid $180. That's hard for them to swallow without a good bit of further justification.
Right.
So
I think you heard the commission though pretty clearly on, well, we were just talking about turtles, so that, you know, the policy is for that community that's benefiting from the permit to pay their way.
And therefore, we agree with that. So we'd request a copy of the consistent cost accounting practices in other deer programs.
Okay. Either Clayton or Mitch, you want to address the methodology issue there, how you came up with the number? That's a legitimate question I think Carl has.
Mr. Chairman, for the record, my name is Clayton Wolf. I'm the Big Game Program Director. Actually, the methodology that we utilized for these permits was actually established about a year ago when we were discussing an increase in our breeder fees. And I'll have to call my recollection, but at that time we actually used a fiscal note from the 79th session. When I believe there was a proposal to move breeders to the Department of Ag. And so we utilized those figures at that time a year ago. We law enforcement division did have to estimate what proportion of the law enforcement cost was attributed to breeders, because all of their cost, all their deer permit enforcement was under one code. and that was actually the last year they used that code. And we apportioned $200,000 of that $360,000 for breeders. So when we came back using the same methodology here, we took the remainder of that and split that between DMP and Triple T. We obviously didn't want to dip deeper into the same pot of money, and also didn't feel like it was appropriate to leave any on the table. We do have a bit more specific and recent figures for wildlife division, simply because our coding is a lot more detailed, and so some of the figures that we use, we actually do run. When anybody does anything with a Triple T inspection, they code their time if we process permits. So our wildlife division figures are a bit more accurate, but we tried to compare apples and apples by using the same fiscal year when we did this.
To his point about, do we do this anywhere else or only Triple T?
Well, we now do, when we did the breeder rules, and we were requested to apply the same methodology on others, and so obviously within a year, looking at DMP and Triple T, we have done the same. We anticipate that within a year we'll also be looking at possibly antlerless deer control permits. And then, of course, this commission and you have directed the Private Lands Advisory Board to look at MLDPs on their own. So we kind of just sat back to wait and see how, you know, what would come of that.
All right. Thank you. That answers this question. Anybody else to testify? Thank you very much.
Thanks
for the work you're doing on all those committees. Entertain the motion.
So
moved by Friedkin, second by Parker. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, motion passes.